Hello and welcome to The Brawl Show. And today, for our Halloween special, we are interviewing Nicholas Contreras, the voice of Fang and Cordelius.
Yeah.
So, this, we could not record this live due to scheduling, but what we did, we sent Nicholas some questions, and then he replied with his answers. So, let's get into the first question.
And the first question is, introduce yourself. Include your favorite color. What's your favorite color?
Oh, yeah. Introduce yourself and also include your favorite color.
Hi there. My name's Nicholas. I'm a Filipino voice actor based in New Zealand. And let's see. By ethnicity, I'm Filipino, but in terms of nationality, I'm a Kiwi. That's why my accent's like got a bit of a lilt. And let's see. Favorite color. Favorite color is blue. But not just any blue. It has to be dark blue. Not light blue, dark blue. And then, what else? Let's see. I like singing, I like playing the saxophone. I like bubble tea. I love sugar, man. Love candy. Candy? Lollies? We say lollies, but yeah, candy. And, what else? I like basketball. Bit of a stereotype, but I like basketball.
All right. Yeah, blue is good. Blue is good. I like green. Green is, but blue is also good.
Yeah, I like red.
You like red?
Blue is like a really good color.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, so Nicholas, or Nick, what is your dream job? Like, what would your dream voice acting or acting job be?
Oh, okay, let's see. Dream role. Oh, I'd really love to... Something DreamWorks, because my favorite movie, well, top three, but one of my favorite movies is How to Train Your Dragon. I really love that movie, man. I love dragons. And the storytelling of that film is just so good. But anything DreamWorks, that would be a dream job, man. I guess it's in the name, but yeah. Something akin to Amphibia if you're familiar with the Disney show, it's just really wholesome and just really nice, and the world building's really good. So, something like that. That'd be a nice show to be part of.
Yeah, DreamWorks is really awesome. Working for a big company like DreamWorks or Pixar, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool job to have.
Yeah, and also, I have seen Amphibia, at least a little bit.
Yeah, Amphibia is pretty good.
It's a good show, and world building is always fun. It's fun to explore character. I do a little acting at my school, so I think having a cool character like that would be cool. So, next question
is, what is a fun fall / Halloween tradition you have?
Halloween's not really as big in New Zealand as it is in the States. But for me personally, it's just getting to eat all the lollies, man. Because, yeah, not good for my teeth, but that's what I love about Halloween, I guess, all the lollies.
Lollies, I guess we would call it like suckers, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, suckers.
Yeah, those are definitely good. Not my favorite candy. But they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
But I would say that's definitely a good tradition.
Yeah.
So, next question. Let's kind of get into like the Brawl Stars, like the Fang.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's get into Fang a little bit. How did you develop the voice and / character of Fang? Like, how much did Supercell tell you what Fang was like? How much of it was you? How did you get the voice? So yeah, kind of give us insight about where Fang really came from.
Okay, so in terms of like developing the characters, usually I'll receive audition sides, and then the audition sides will will have voice lines, but it'll also have references to what the character's like, as well as maybe some background into what. What the character likes to do and how he moves or like dislikes, where he works, stuff like that. So for Fang, I got the for the audition size, it said something along the lines of he's kind of a Peter Parker Peter Parker-esque sort of character. So he's kind of like Spider-Man, kind of goofy, works at a theater house, but is working to become an actor. And he's also like into martial arts films and like those action films. So for me, I kind of, Fang is probably a lot closer to my natural kind of tone, except when I'm like really hyped up and goofy. So that's essentially where I got my inspiration from. I got that. It's basically me, hyped up, energetic, goofy, and then along with some Peter Parker stuff in there, and then I guess there's that martial arts influence because he fights exclusively with kicks. So it's like, yeah, that's pretty much what I did. So it's just me going like, oh yeah, I'm popping off, losers. So that's essentially Fang.
And kind of in the similar kind of question, I don't know if many people know this, but Nick or Nicholas also voices Cordelius.
Yeah.
Very different voice from Fang. So how did you develop the voice for Cordelius? You know, kind of same question as before. And a specific personal question I have is, was Gollum an influence? You know, like... Yeah. Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Did he have an influence in that voice at all? Because I can definitely see the resemblance.
Cordelius was... It was interesting because the way Cordelius was described is he's like a gardener, but he's a hermit. So he's kind of like a recluse. But he's a good guy. He's just like not used to being around people. And then it says he really loves mushrooms. And then I remember getting a reference, like an old miser that just like, it's like, go away, people. But he's kind of like, you can just tell he's just kind of in a shell a bit. But I kind of just felt that out with Cordelius. I didn't really go, I'm doing this voice. Like, let's do this voice for Cordelius. But I guess when I felt it, that's kind of how I got into a Gollum-esque kind of thing. Like, he's a weird character. He's kind of got good in him, but he's also kind of like, let's go away. My message. and then I guess also because I've been watching, maybe you guys shouldn't be watching this, but it's like, it's more of an adult audience, but there's a character on a show called Big Mouth. And then there's this really old, old character who's just kind of like falling apart. It's like, I don't know. So that's kind of where I got like a idiosyncratic, kind of strange person with a good heart, but it's kind of like pushes people away, and but you need time to kind of get to know him. But he's kind of weird and strange, and that's my Cordelius. Well, that's me, baby.
What's your favorite brawler voice line of, like, Cordelius and Fang? Like, what's your favorite voice line?
That you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what was your favorite voice line that you did for them?
For Fang, I guess my favorite voice line would have... Well, I've done it before, but it probably would have been, I'm popping off, losers! Because it's kind of mean, but it makes me laugh, so... it probably would have been that one. And then for Cordelius, I think my favorite one would have been, it's not even really like a line, it's just more like he's just raging. So it's just, whatever that one was, I don't know, I think it was like included in some, I think, I'm pretty sure it was included somewhere, it was just like some kind of emote, or I don't know. I heard it somewhere, so it must be in there. Yeah, that's those lines.
Okay, next question. Do you play Brawl Stars at all? Like, is it something you do? I don't know. Do you play Brawl Stars? And if you do, what's your favorite game mode? What do you like to play?
Let's see. I do play Brawl Stars. I'm not particularly good. I'm just very stubborn. let's see. My favorite game mode would probably be when it was. It depends on the character. I think generally speaking, I like playing basketball. but Brawl Ball's nice too, and I also like playing. Honestly, it depends on the character, but sometimes I like playing Knockout. But yeah, I guess probably basketball. Basketball, yeah.
What advice would you give to aspiring voice actors? Like, if there's, like, little people, like, people who look up to you, who want to become a voice actor, what advice would you give them?
For people who are wanting to pursue voice acting, or just voiceover in general, I'd just say that, approach it like it's freelancing. And what I mean is that you approach it like it's a business in a sense. Because the performance part, like getting to perform or like do the job, is just a very small part of it. I'd say a bigger part of it would probably be like marketing yourself constantly, and then also training to make sure that you're a solid actor, specifically voice actor. But I mean, just from the very beginning, try it out, see if you like it, and then if you find that you really have a passion for it and you like you're quite good at it, then that's when you can kind of decide, okay, I'm gonna start investing more of my time, my energy, and my money into my gear, into like classes, into like my marketing and whatnot. But I think it's just that first step. You need to kind of figure out, do I like this? If I do, do my research, put more into it, and then kind of just go along from there. And then, because some people might do it as like a profession, be like, I want to do this. Like, this is how I want to earn money. But some people might just go like, oh, I just want to do it as a hobby just because it's fun. And that's okay too. I think you just have to decide which is which for you.
And that's mainly all the questions we have. Again, thank you, Nicholas Contreras, for coming on to the show. Where can they find you if they want to learn more about you? Where can they find you online?
Let's see. My website, obviously. NicholasContrerasVoiceover.com. And it's, well, I mean, that's just more like if you just want to have a look at like some of my work and whatnot. What else? Instagram. Sometimes I'm on Instagram under Nicholas Contreras Voiceover. But I'm not that active. It's just more like I just kind of post stuff that I've worked on, or I might just like play some saxophone or do some singing or something. I haven't done it in a while though, but because there's plenty on there. But yeah, that's kind of that. And then sometimes on Twitter. But again, like, yeah, it's more or less the same stuff. It just, hey guys, look at what I worked on. That's pretty much it. My website, Instagram, and Twitter.
And that was the interview. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoyed this Halloween special. That's basically it. So,
yeah.
Thanks for listening, and see you guys next time.